under fire. I guess that is the topic today. It's trending all over the place. Twitter, hashtag fire Fauci, hashtag Fauci emails. We're going to dig into those emails as we get time. I guess there's a whole lot of them that were obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. Yesterday on the program, we briefly mentioned a name in passing. But it's a name that should be internationally recognizable to every global citizen. That name is Luigi Warren. Have you heard of him? Do you remember me talking about him? Luigi Warren is the mRNA technology pioneer who said that COVID-19 so-called vaccinated people can indeed shed this spike protein. Now, we've been talking about this on the Stu Peters Show for over a month now. We were called conspiracy theorists, of course. Warren took to Twitter to warn the world, and Twitter said, take that down. Now, Warren is a relatively unknown person. I had no idea who he was prior to Twitter deleting him. But he seems to be extremely connected in a world that right now every living and breathing human is concerned with at the present moment, as Warren is renowned for his work with Derek Rossi. Have you heard of that guy? Well, he's the co-founder of the now famous biotechnology company called Moderna. How about that one? Have you heard of that one? Now, in 2010, Warren penned a paper. The paper was titled Highly Efficient Reprogramming to Pluripotency and Directed Differentiation of Human Cells with Synthetic Modified mRNA. That's a mouthful. But what does it mean? Well, in the most simple terms, it means that Warren is extremely qualified. He was the first to describe mRNA-based reprogramming. In other words, Twitter is disguising the deletion of a legitimate post. This is a pioneer. Okay, by the tweet was written by the pioneer of the technology, the prevalent application of mRNA technology, including the COVID-19 vaccine. And Twitter deleted it, disguising this as a fact check. So let me get this straight. Jack Dorsey, or whomever he charges with the responsibility of maintaining factual integrity on that platform, the same platform, by the way, that allows for radical progressives to spew lies about a so-called violent insurrection by cop-killing, fire-extinguisher-wielding Trump supporters on January 6th, despite actual video evidence, indisputable evidence, that proves the whole thing was a big lie and a total setup, presumably by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of the radical progressive globalists. These people are now more qualified in mRNA technology than the inventor of that technology. Jack Dorsey has some sort of educational basis or scientific technological background superior to that of Luigi Warren. Twitter is just a model for honesty. There's no double standards over there. There's absolutely no evidence to suggest that Twitter is a propaganda machine for communists. The social media outlet that allows for the leader of Iran, for example, the world's leading state sponsor of global terrorism, to threaten, literally, to wipe Israel off the map. Blow up an entire nation while maintaining a position at Twitter, by the way, that they have policies that prohibit the suggestion or threatening of violence. Got it. You know, exactly one year ago today, I speculated that the virus leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I said that on this program on the air with a microphone on, and I also speculated that it was likely an engineered virus. Boy, was I a conspiracy theorist. My tweet was censored. I was suspended from Facebook. My segment was deleted from YouTube. I got a strike on that platform, threatened with demonetization, which now I am completely demonetized, unable to post. While lying globalists and tyrannical bullies and their flock of extremely stupid, ignorant, and blind following of easily influenced sheep that follow places like Right Wing Watch called me a fear-mongering, angry racist, trying desperately to discredit me and this platform because the truth is scary to them. And they see that this platform, or moreover, the entire platform of truth, is gaining traction as more and more honest and brave America First, specifically patriot voices, are becoming louder. And the unavoidable fact that they're now facing is that the globalists who are responsible for enriching them, the people that pay Zuckerberg and Dorsey, will soon be locked up or dead. And their demonic plan to line you all up steal, indoctrinate, inject, and rape your kids, turn every man into a woman, break the back of the middle class, steal your constitutional rights, rip your legally owned guns from your grip, and then slaughter you in exchange for billions of dollars, and total subservience will crumble to nothing, leaving them with nowhere to run and hide, as they'll be completely naked and exposed for the entire world to see. They're out there in the wide open, and when they are, I hope you spit on them. We're actually living in a time where every tweet and meme is fact-checked, but not every ballot. Let that sink in. Experts in their field are not even allowed to weigh their opinions anywhere, leaving you and I and every global citizen completely blind to their expertise. We can't hear them. We can't see them. I can't even air a segment, for example, with Dr. Jane Ruby on Facebook or put her expert opinion over there on Twitter or up on YouTube without the threat of becoming completely removed, deleted, censored, canceled. That's sick. She's an international health economist. What does that mean? She's a licensed nurse practitioner, internal medicine, subspecialty surgical and medical cardiology. She has full prescriptive privileges, including the full federal schedule of narcotics and an independent license to practice medicine in a limited specialty. She took all of her coursework in the medical school, not the nursing school, at the prestigious University of Rochester. Now, in order to weigh in on pharmaceutical drug development, she's had to gain a complete working knowledge of biochemistry, organic and inorganic chemistry, pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics, and receptor physiology, just like Dorsey, I'm sure. She worked on the human research studies to launch some of the most famous compounds in the world in depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's disease, opioid addiction, cardiac diseases, diabetes, and renal failure, you know, all the things that we're not concerned about. There are millions of doctors, meanwhile, around the world, pushing this poison into your bodies and into the bodies of your kids, and they don't know a damn thing about what they're doing. I will absolutely not apologize for going to a real source of information, regardless of what Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey claim to know about viral spread or risk assessment, because we know what their actual plan is, because their actual plan is right out in the wide open and it is plain as day for you and I to see. So because I know that, I feel it my duty to our republic, to my brothers and sisters, meaning all Americans, to arm them with any information that might be helpful in keeping their kids safe from a lifetime of who knows what, possible paralysis, blindness, infertility, or death. Now, today, Moderna has released this presser claiming that the company has met all of the endpoints 100%. So that now they can start wrapping up the propaganda to force feed children ages 12 to 17 with these injections, inoculate all of them. And all of these companies are going to push for that because why? Well, because trillions of dollars. And they're going to do it despite the indisputable and documented but very well hidden fact that 86% of children who participated in a Pfizer COVID vaccine trial reported adverse reactions ranging from mild to serious. Let me say that again. Very well hidden, indisputable, and documented facts. 86% of children, 86% of children who participated in a Pfizer COVID vaccine trial reported adverse reactions. Here to talk with us about this is the extremely qualified Dr. Jane Ruby, a medical expert and Stu Peters Show contributor. Dr. Ruby, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being here. Now, Moderna has issued this press release. You've seen it. They're claiming to have successfully reached all of the benchmarks. And despite studies, like I just mentioned, actual numbers, but more importantly, actual human experience that suggests they are not safe, where do we turn from here?
Stu, it's just mind-blowing. The reason Moderna, of course they met 100% of their endpoints and their safety. I put quotes around safety. They're moving, these bastards move the goalpost every 5 minutes. These endpoints had nothing to do with the original study in adults. And we've seen such horrendous side effects in adults. You're going to see a higher number of these kinds of side effects in children. Why do I say that? There's a medical and scientific reason for it. Children have much more active and full-blown immune systems than older human beings. And so they're going to react, particularly after the second injection, which actually is it's actually an inherent booster from what I've been learning more and more. The reason they're actually shoving in that second shot in the two mRNA technology between Pfizer and Moderna. And of course, Moderna is going to jump in with their application to expand the emergency use authorization for 12 to 17 year olds. They've been drooling for weeks watching Pfizer rack up, you know, a billion after billions of dollars in this. This is just out of control right now. And I think I thank you also for your bravery, because we're actually pushing up on an uphill battle against these behemoth companies that are just drunk on their own power and on this money grab. In the meantime, we've got to alert parents and young adults, young people in their teens, that this is no joke and this is not a vaccine. This is going to change their DNA. It's going to genetically modify the way their bodies react. And we've already talked about some of that on the show before. It's got to be stopped. I'm pleading with people to go to the authorities, hound the CDC, hound the FDA, because they're all really sellouts. But if enough people do this and raise hell over this, we might be able to stop this rollout in children. Because, Stu, I'm going to tell you, when they're done with 12 to 17-year-olds, where do you think they're going next? They're going to two-year-old, the next, you know, the FDA has age blocks. They're going to go to two-year-olds to 11-year-olds. And then after that, they're going to the unborn up to two-year-olds. I can't sleep at night worrying about these children.
These people are lining up your kids, allowing them to be injected with this genetically modifying substance that's causing real injury and death. And there's a concerted effort, it would seem, to cover it up.
And you mentioned doctors. I just want to slip this in. America's physicians, when this is all said and done, some of them are going to be criminally indicted. Many of them are going to be probably attacked by the general citizenry when people realize, because the American, you know, collection of doctors, especially pediatricians, they're either ignorant and they're responsible for that while they push this, or they're complicit. How do I mean that? They're taking grant money from these companies, pediatricians in particular, to help ramp up this program. It's frightening, Stu.
You know, despite theirs, for example, disabling the search function, deleting specific reported ID numbers that this show reported on, they continue to pop up, and we grab them. For example, here, VAERS ID number 1336138-1. 49-year-old brother was found unresponsive approximately 4 hours after COVID vaccine. Presumably had suffered a heart attack. He was transported to the hospital where life-saving measures were not successful. Received death cert, and it was noted that the cause of death was myocardial infarction. At time of death, I had advocated for an autopsy. Listen to this, folks. At time of death, I had advocated for an autopsy to determine if there was any correlation to the vaccine, but an autopsy was not performed. But here's the most disturbing part. When the family checked VAERS, the hospital has yet not reported this event. Can we speculate that, you know, medical care providers, healthcare professionals are actually actively participating in a cover-up?
I have to say, from everything we've seen, I wouldn't be surprised, Stu. First of all, family members and the people, the injured themselves, if they survive in the early days, are probably so shocked and they're stressed with dealing with what's happened to them that they either don't know about reporting, they're not being guided to do that by the medical professionals. And yes, there are probably a fairly good number of medical professionals that have been told to just let that go and to not get involved. Although I will say that where we can see filings, we do see a larger number of medical professionals reporting these issues than individuals and family members. But we're just trying to get the word out so that they know that they can report it as a lay person and as the injured patient or subject.
Now, in addition to stories like that one, we've seen people on platforms like TikTok putting these videos out. I've heard from personal friends of mine about these magnet tests. I didn't really know what it was. If you haven't seen this, it's really quite scary what's happening. Here's a video. Watch.
Why are all these metal objects sticking? There's something wrong with me.
Stu, that woman is...
go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it replays a couple of times here, but... And I want you to see it. We'll continue to loop it here, but who is this woman now?
This woman in the film is that was self-recorded. Her name is Brittany Galvin. She's from South Florida. I learned of her through some other people on social media who indicated that she was trying to reach me. And if she does, I'm going to try to get her to you for an interview, because I think she wants to tell her story. She is trying to tell it on social media. She's married to a Florida
state. Well,
She's married to a Florida state trooper. She had the jab around May 5th of this year. She highly regrets it. She's trying to chronicle this, to warn other people. She's done a series of other videos where she's tried to show a proof around these magnetized items sticking to her. And by the way, it started on her arm at the injection site. But as you can see in this video, Stu, she can get metal objects to stick anywhere on her body now, in her face and her forehead. It's really tragic. I have not heard back from her. I've reached out to her. I'm hoping it's not because she's more severely ill and incapacitated. But she wants to help other people. She has done some videos where she has nurses and doctors in hospitals. She's been in the hospital bed, and you can see the nurses and the doctors participating. They don't believe it at first, and then they put a metal object on her body, and it sticks. She's done another video where she scrubbed her arm, dried it thoroughly, made sure the metal objects like a hairpin, a dog tag, a small pair of metal scissors. Then she will put them on her body and they stick. And you can actually, in the video you showed, you can see when she puts that coin on her cheek, you can see sort of it, that coin pulling itself onto her in a magnetic way, onto her cheekbone. This is something that I've been really, I've been reserved a little bit on it. I've been waiting to see more information, evidence. I'm waiting to see some studies on this. I'm sure they're going on right now. But I've been trying to be careful because it looked a little sci-fi, but I'm beginning to worry about this. And let me just bring this back to the children. We have no idea what they're putting in people's bodies. And if we see something like this, you are clearly putting your child at lifelong risk for something really terrible that we don't even know yet, Stu.
Yeah, we don't know what this is. I mean, and I can personally tell, I have personal friends of mine who have told me, Stu, it's horrific. I did the magnet test. I did it on my mother.
Mm.
It stuck. You sent me a picture here, and I want to talk about this. You're getting anecdotes about children with that are now being diagnosed with pulmonary mold infections. What is this all about?
Well, this kind of shifts over to the issue of masks, because if you think about it, children, you know, we have the CDC new guidance where, you know, supposedly they're saving face and they're saying that the rest of us don't have to wear masks, if we're vaccinated. So there's no system in place, thank God, right now to verify or command the verification of that. So people are now moving around. I can see in most places in the country with a voluntary mask, but most people, a lot of people are stopping wearing it. Anyway, the children, the control over children is the last bastion, because many schools, even in Florida, some public schools are still requiring that when students go back to school, either for summer school or this fall, that they must wear a mask the entire time they're in the school. And so what I'm starting to hear from particularly some doctors in Miami, because it's a very big area, big medical centers, children are coming in with new diagnoses of chronic cough, otherwise healthy children. And when they're x-raying and doing sputum, they're very invasive tests. They do an endoscopy into sputum tests. They're finding huge concentrations of mold. Stu, it's very difficult to clear out, even with medication, some mold that is in the darkest, wettest, you know, most hidden place in your body, in the deepest, darkest corners of your lungs. By the time they take all the antifungals to try to deal with that mold, the child's going to have all kinds of other problems. So children are under attack right now. And I really want to call attention to that. And I want people, parents, step parents, whatever, people who take care of children, who are around children, stop this madness right now.
Dr. Jean Ruby, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Stu.
Now, when we talk about VAERS, when we bring it up, when we mention that documentation, those that disagree with my position or the position of this show on the vaccine issue jump all over us. They say, well, anyone can report that stuff. And that might be true. But it would seem that according to actual documentation, many are not reporting these events, including the obligated, the mandated healthcare workers that have a duty to do so. On top of that, remember the Harvard study. That study suggests that only 1 to 10% of these adverse events are being reported, suggesting that the number of vaccine-related injuries and/or deaths is much higher than what we know already. And I think that what we already know is high enough, incredibly disturbing. For example, vaccine-related deaths in the 6 to 17-year-old age range on VAERS is absolutely shocking. In just the short amount of time that we have been tracking these events, just for a couple of weeks, they have increased in that age group, 6 to 17 years of age, from 3 to 155. Now, as we previously stated, many don't get reported because the cause of death listed is being altered or changed, as we saw in that specific reported instance. Now, I would say that this is just the very tip of the iceberg. It horrifies me to say that. But I don't believe that it will be long before the number of child deaths in reaction to the vaccine will far surpass the amount of kids that are labeled COVID deaths themselves. Scary stuff. The plan is so much bigger than you have once thought, but I'm confident that you are all joining me as we wake up, previously disoriented, but now wide awake to the plan to topple the human race. One of the biggest parts of that plan, one of the largest components, is to feminize men. Weakening the once alpha male has been a decades-long process through the introduction of hormones in our food supply, vitamin recommendations, the overall approach to daily life. I mean, even through marriage counseling, the way that we think. All kinds of avenues that you can think of, they have been trying to demasculinize men. We can defeat them in a lot of ways, but one of those ways is through the natural human growth hormone, previously banned all over the place because of IGF-1. IGF-1 is the substance that helps to rejuvenate your body for you to recover, become stronger, your muscles react faster, your bounce back time is decreased substantially. Overall, you're a much healthier person. The man with a $100 million company that featured this stuff was completely banned because of this product line. He was a part of professional sports lawsuits. His product successfully cured cancer in multiple patients. I'm sure you can't imagine why the federal government would want to shut someone like him down. The evil reality is that there isn't any money in curing someone of a disease, but treating it over hundreds of years will make people rich while keeping the population under control. So after talking with many attorneys and being in touch with this man over a period of time, I am so happy to be able to announce that you now have access to these products. KeysToLife.shop is where you need to go. Now, as we are exclusively offering it here on the Stu Peters Show for the first time, you are able to get the absolute most expensive product on that website absolutely free if you sign up to auto ship at least one of the products. It could be even the most least expensive or inexpensive product. So pick out something cheap. Put it on auto ship just to introduce yourself to this product line. It's amazing. And then you will get any product of your choice, not limited to any of the products, absolutely free. There's a huge variety of products available. And until you look into it yourself, you'll never believe this stuff. There's sleep aids there, the IGF-1 HGH products, natural and holistic. We're even able to confidently say that we are making men again. Go to keystolife.shop right now. The products are obtained through an antler velvet, by the way, from deer in New Zealand. Why there? Well, because these New Zealand deer regrow, rejuvenate, and reproduce velvet faster than any other herd in the land because of the high concentration of IGF-1 in the tips of their antlers. If that tells you anything about the product itself. So go there right now. I promise you will thank me when you see these products, educate yourself, and try them. They will absolutely change your life. Go to keystolife.shop right now. That's keystolife.shop. We'll be right back. Oh, Dr. Fauci, wherefore art thou, Dr. Fauci? I would imagine on the run somewhere, maybe Argentina, something like that. I don't know. Dr. Fauci does need to run and hide because he's going to have to come clean as we unpack all of these emails. They seem to be a little bit confusing, but here to try to bring some clarity from the main takeaways is Deanna Lorraine. She's a Stu Peter Show contributor, also a best-selling author. Make sure to get her book, Taking Back America. I promise, by the way, and you can get that at DeannaLorraine.com. I promise also that she won't in the book be talking about lap dances, free lap dances for a year. Boy, that was
sorry about that yesterday. Whoa.
Quite the picture that it painted for me. Free lap dances for a year. I don't know what I would do with a year of lap dances if I'd ever make it to the studio do this program every day. I mean, and all it takes is a little COVID vaccine. Interesting. Speaking of
but
COVID,
it's for your health. It's for your health. Remember, they're
true.
All
yes,
for your health.
Yes, I will do it for the love of humanity. I will subject myself to never-ending lap dances for 12 months. So listen, Deanna, we're unpacking these Fauci emails, this big dump that was discovered by the Freedom of Information Act, and this request of Fauci email seems to be implicating him. What do you know about this?
Well, Fauci lied. Millions of people around the world died. I don't know if you know this, actually, but last year, early on the year, I was the one who started the hashtag Fire Fauci hashtag. This was the tweet heard around the world, made it into tons of newspapers, and it even made its way into President Trump's White House press briefing, where he had to answer to my tweets about firing Fauci, my calls to fire Fauci. Well, because of that tweet and my calls to fire Fauci, because I knew he was a deep state snake from the beginning who helped to create this coronavirus pandemic, I knew it. Because of that, I was being tossed a tinfoil hat and mocked and shamed relentlessly and said I was just a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Well, fast forward a year later, and oh, how times have changed, because I was right and I was early.
Yeah, the difference between a conspiracy theorist and a truth teller is about 1 year.
It's about 1 year. Exactly, right? Now, thousands of pages of Mr. Fauci's emails have been published thanks to, of all people, the Washington Post and BuzzFeed via a Freedom of Information request, which is just interesting. You have to also wonder what is the agenda potentially behind these leftist organizations trying to take down their messiah. A little strange, but we can get to that later. But some of the revelations in this, because there is a lot to unpack, something is just a lot of BS and fluff. But one of them is obviously the fact that Tony Fauci, the messiah, did lie about masks. And he knew it from the beginning. He knew in emails saying that, hey, if you're a healthy person, masks don't work. In fact, it could actually spread disease if you're a healthy person. And if you're a healthy person wearing masks, it's at the very least ineffective. It's not necessary. It's only necessary potentially if you are an unhealthy person and you're symptomatic. So this was confirmed. He admitted this. So this was big lie number one. But we already know this. Moving on, the Wuhan lab origins. Again, we have all known this for some time, that Fauci played a role in the origin of the coronavirus pandemic. And in the emails, he admitted to the gain of function research, where there was $600,000 earmarked for this gain of function research, which he helped to fund. And there was emails admitting to this gain of function research and knowing, being aware of the origins of the lab, that it was man-made, potentially, this virus was potentially engineered, potentially as a bioweapon. And he knew this and then called some emergency meeting afterwards to cover it up and then write a big article that went viral about how this was absolutely not a man-made virus. It was not engineered and it was totally organic. How suspicious is that? But we already know this. These are things that we have been saying for years, but he's been admitting and at the same time blatantly denying this to the American people over the last year, saying that there was absolutely no gain of function research there, that there's no way that this that the coronavirus could possibly be engineered. There's even an email, this is very interesting, an email from a colleague, someone else who was a scientist, a name named Christian Anderson, and he said that there's unusual properties to the coronavirus that he studied himself. He said that the unusual properties of the coronavirus make it look very similar to an engineered man-made virus. And of course, this was never admitted by Fauci in the public light. So this goes to show you how much of a fraud and a liar he is. But then moving on even more, some other revelations, it shows how cozy his relationship is with Bill Gates and how much he collaborated with him and coordinated with him. Apparently, there were over 24 emails to and from Bill Gates, which shows that they had a very close and tight relationship. Why was he talking to Bill Gates? He's not a scientist. He's not a doctor. Why was he talking so much to Bill Gates? Maybe he had something to gain with the vaccine and with the creation of the coronavirus, right? And again, we were all talking about it, deemed conspiracy theories by even mentioning that these deep state actors were all cozy together and were all coordinating together.
Didn't you call it the Gates vaccine, right, on this program a few weeks ago?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like, it's the Gates vaccine. He was the one who funded this, and this was actually years ago. Then again, Fauci was thanked in a letter for downplaying the link from the coronavirus to the lab in Wuhan. He was thanked by a colleague for saying, oh, thank you for covering our butt, basically, for downplaying this link on national TV, and thanked over and over again. Then a few other key findings is the fact that he had a collusion with Zuckerberg. That was right from the gate about March or April of last year. Zuckerberg, all the big tech companies did coordinate with him and collude with him to create this messaging. Oh, that the virus is so serious, that the virus is so deadly. We have to social distance. We have to wear masks, etc. Go and wait for your vaccine. When he knew very well, including in some of these emails that show that the virus wasn't that deadly to most of the people. It was only potentially deadly, which is what we already know, to those who are 65 and older and those who have pre-existing or coexisting conditions. And it shows in these emails that he admitted that this was way back in March, but he proceeded over and over again for the last year and a half saying how deadly it is and how much we need this vaccine, okay? And then a few other things. He admitted that HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, works and it's effective. He admitted this in this email, okay? So there's no other reason to even continue to push the vaccine when he knew damn well that hydroxychloroquine worked. And lastly, but there's many more, but just these are some of the key highlights. There was all of this rambunctious talk among Biden and MSM, et cetera, saying that Trump put a muzzle on Fauci and he was muzzled and he couldn't really speak and couldn't be himself up there and he was being held back. Well, there is a number of emails that actually show Fauci saying himself, I was never muzzled. I am not muzzled. I'm freely able to speak and say all of my thoughts with President Trump there. And there's no muzzling or censoring situation going on there. So that's really interesting because it just shows you that what things that we already knew a year ago, obviously we're way on target, over the target. But what's the most important thing here is this. We already know that Fauci's a fraud and he's a liar. Okay, now maybe the rest of the world will start to wake up that their messiah has been a fraud the whole time. That would be nice. Yes, it would be nice if Fauci was in prison. Yes, it would be nice. But the thing is, he's just the front man of this whole creation, just like many frontmans. You know, just like Epstein was really the front man of a honeypot operation. And how, since he's been dead, right? Since he's been dead, has there been any change to child trafficking or sex trafficking or anything? No. He was just the front man, the fall guy. And that is the same thing here. What I believe they're doing, why they're distancing, the left is distancing themselves from him now and pushing these emails out from him is because they're trying to set him up as the fall guy. And then, ooh, Anthony Fauci goes down. Everyone else is suddenly now the savior. Everyone else look like the good guy compared to Anthony Fauci, who nobody knew was a fraud or a liar until now. The people that are pulling the strings from up above, the Klaus Schwabs, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, the CDC, and the big players, of which Anthony Fauci is included in, those are the people that are still going to be there, whether or not Anthony Fauci takes a fall for this and ends up in prison or jail or not. Don't you think? This is just a fall guy. And just like when you cut off the head of a hydra snake, two heads will grow back. We keep on cutting off the heads of these little snakes. When multiple heads continue to grow back, nothing is going to change. Anthony Fauci is just going to be the fall guy. He might take the hit for this. Amazon and Barnes & Nobles have already pulled his book, by the way, Expect the Unexpected, right? They pulled his book because of this controversy. And yes, people are distancing themselves. But again, until we face the real people at the top who are pushing this agenda, of which Anthony Fauci was included in, which started, which premiered actually with the event 201 of October of 2019, right before the debut of coronavirus, which they war game this whole situation. Until we get to them, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change. We can expect the same old business as usual. And this Fauci business is just a distraction, but a distraction which hopefully may wake up a couple people.
I think he's going to flip. I think he's going to snitch. I think he's going to roll over on all of this stuff because, you know what? Americans are going to take matters into their own hands. We're not going to rely any longer, Deanna, on the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We're not going to rely anymore on the, you know, the federal law enforcement agencies, intelligence gathering agencies that we were brought up, raised to trust with everything, who have now proven that they absolutely want to kill you. They don't want anything positive for your life, because what they want to do is they want to eliminate you so that they can get to your kids. They can feminize them. They can make them woke. They can insert them into positions of authority. They can have the UN come in. They can take over for local policing. They can reimagine this and redesign that, totally transform this thing into a complete subservience. And Americans are seeing that. They've had enough, and they're going to take this into their own hands. And I would bet that Fauci is going to end up in a position where he's going to be persuaded to tell Americans and the rest of the world, let's not forget, this isn't just America that Fauci is responsible for deaths. Fauci is responsible for worldwide deaths. And those numbers are going to continue to grow as well as the inoculation continues to grow. And why there's still, with all of this coming out, why there is still a push. Moderna today with a press release, they're going to start inoculating kids 12 to 17. Dr. Ruby predicts that that'll go down to age zero.
Yeah.
Why this is still allowed to take place and why Americans under any circumstances would subject themselves to the great lie now that they know. And we knew, I mean, Anthony Fauci has been a hypocrite liar from day one. We've called him the criminal little Fauci troll here for a very long time. We were racist for that. I don't know why. Is Fauci black? Is he a black guy? No. Okay, we just fact-checked it with intern boy. Fauci is white. But yet I was a racist for calling him a lying criminal troll. When he was sitting down at a baseball game with his mask off after telling you that you needed to wear your mask. I mean, the virtue signaling was seen through right from the beginning. He's a terrible actor. And so I don't think he's going to be able to act his way out of this one. I think people have had enough.
But Stu, he's the sexiest man alive. Remember the on the GQ cover of the magazine when he was sprawled out, you know, sexiest man alive. Now that makes up for everything, of course.
And, I mean, all due respect, I think there was a time, when was it? Shepard Smith, was that? Okay, so in 2019, Shepard Smith was apparently one of the most attractive men on television. Apparently, that's because I had not come along yet. But, although Shepard Smith, we know that he's a feckless walkaway and a spineless jellyfish who sold out to the corporation. He's also very ugly. I don't think that Shepard Smith is a very good-looking person at all.
I don't think so. I think that Anthony Fauci is also, I mean, he's 5'3".
As the ugly people... and we've talked about this before on the program, they're ugly both inside and out. But as it becomes more apparent that most of these progressives are physically ugly people with deformities and warts and morbidly obese, if you notice in some of these contests, right, like these Miss pageant contests, right, you'll notice that there's actual categories for people who are beautifully fat, beautifully ugly people. Beautifying ugliness is kind of the only thing that they have left. And if they do that, there's going to be a lot of winners in the game because they are some very ugly people.
Yes, on the inside. And I just want to
and out. Call me vain, but they are physically unattractive, hideous people.
Right. And then the thing is, again, I just want to say, as much as we can't stand Fauci, and it's fantastic that these revelations and hopefully he's getting exposed, more than likely he's going to do what all these deep state puppets do, which is go around bumbling and fumbling and wringing in his hands and pretending that he didn't know and acting naive and ignorant. Oh, I made a mistake and I just didn't know. He's probably going to take that route. If anything, and nobody should fall for that, because of course he knew. And all you have to do is look back at Event 201, see the players, which were the John Hopkins Institute, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the WHO, the CDC, all of the exact same players as ID 2020. all the same players as the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. Anthony Fauci is just playing his part. He played his role of the respectful doctor, the epidemiologist that everyone needs to look up to and respect and trust his words as gospel. This is his role to push in that.
When you say
reset.
Fauci and look up to, I can't help you. Deanna Lorraine, get her book. It is Taking Back America. You can catch more of her truths at DeannaLorraine.com. She joins us every day here on the Stu Peters Show for Shots Fired, and she is constantly firing them. We need to get you a fully automatic assault weapon. Oh my God, you're going to go nuts. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks. Sounds good.
Certainly a lot to go through. Would be very confusing and quite the task to look through all of it. Like Deanna referred to, there are thousands of emails now exposed for the public to review. But one question that we would like to ask is, who is Christina Cassetti and when will she bravely come forward and make a fully transparent statement about what she knows? Cassetti is the program officer at NIH under Fauci. She's been in this position as far back as 2008, from what we can tell, and she's responsible for heading up seminars like NIH 101, applying for a research grant. According to emails obtained by the Stu Peters Show, it would be a logical conclusion to assume that she has a lot of knowledge of whatever SARS-CoV-2 research that was being done. Her entire career has revolved around virus research and vaccine development. She's a very interesting person, and her direct role and constant communication with Anthony Fauci via email was intriguing to me, especially due to her connection with Italy. Now, when we looked into Cassetti, it didn't take long for us to find, right out in the wide open, Cassetti's connection to Bill Gates, the World Health Organization, Gavi, and many other interesting and connected players. Fauci sent her several emails, but the most interesting seemed to be those sent at the end of February in 2020, and they referenced the treatment for COVID-19. At first glance, you may not think anything of them, and I didn't either until it was brought to my attention by multiple others, but the way things were sent, the way they were phrased, positioned, and worded are very telling, and it can now be easily asserted that Fauci was sending Cassetti information on various treatments that he would have liked her to discredit. One in particular was nitric oxide. Fauci sent Cassetti an email saying, quote, "Please handle. Thanks." It had several nitric oxide studies attached showing their positive effects in treating various viruses. One of the studies in particular was about nitric oxide and SARS. The study said that nitric oxide stopped the replication of the SARS virus and inhibited the spike protein from attaching to the cell. The study was very clear in its demonstration. Nitric oxide would stop infection and the replication of a SARS-like virus. Fauci intentionally tried to cover up or dismiss this knowledge to make sure that his plan, their plan, wouldn't be interrupted by the much more easily obtainable and incredibly less expensive nitric oxide treatment that would not contribute to the wealth of, oh, say, Bill Gates. Cassetti's attachment to the Italians might have also previously seemed innocent, but her direct involvement with what seemed to be the introduction and implementation of mRNA bioweapons would suggest that there may be a whole lot more uncovering to do and unpacking to do with her specific intent or Fauci's use for her relating to COVID-19. Cassetti's name appears on a study, as a matter of fact, where she was listed as the author of the study, among other scientists from Rome, which looked into chimeric polio hepatitis A mRNAs. They have been working on engineering viruses for years. This is really quite simple. It appears to me to be very clear. Fauci tried to cover up the cure for the outbreak back in February of 2020. And this also implicates a foreign ally to the United States, Italy, who, according to Maria Zach, along with evidence produced by her, just so happened to be involved in the hijacking of our presidential election. Interesting stuff. They're all snakes, folks, every one of them. You can now step on the snakes like Gates and Fauci, several others, Obama, the Clinton crime family, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. You can step on them all day long. The satisfaction you will get stepping on them is incredible. It'll only cost you $17.76 for a 3-pack. High-quality, 100% cotton, 100% Patriot-designed red, white, and blue socks. A 3-pack for just $17.76. Go to steponsocks.com. Right now, you can step on these snakes, get the Stu Peters pricing. That's a 3-pack for just $17.76 when you go to steponsocks.com. Go right now, folks, to steponsocks.com. We'll be right back. Running out of money. That is everybody's big concern. It's their concern, it seems, on a daily basis. These days, you go to the grocery store, you fill up your tank of gas that is exponentially more expensive than it was during the Trump administration. Remember that? Gas prices, we could afford it. Running out of money is a huge concern for Americans now who are working, but what about when they're done working? What about when they're retired? Running out of money would be absolutely horrific. Here to talk with us about that, and is that the biggest concern, is our financial expert, our in-house financial expert, Carlos Cortez from Cortez Wealth Management. He's the CEO there. He's an independent fiduciary, and he's the title sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. Carlos, good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Stu. Yeah, just talking about on running out of money. It's actually not the biggest problem in America right now. The number one problem, there's a difference between a problem and a concern. Number one concern is definitely, do I have enough or am I going to run out of money? But the number one problem in retirement is failure to plan for a catastrophic event such as healthcare. And it's very, very, very imperative that there needs to be some type of planning in your process when you do plan to retire. How are you going to pay for long-term care? Here in Florida, I know everybody wants to rush over here, but no one's advertising this mind-boggling statistic that 50% of Floridians here in my state are going to be basically on some type of long-term care, whether it's home health care, long-term care. About 50% of our seniors need some type of service. And so that is a very scary thing. If you're working with an advisor, ask him or her, what is the plan for a catastrophic event? Because, Stu, here's the thing. We all know somebody that has been in a car accident or maybe slipped and fall on a rainy day and busted their hip, and they got a nice size IRA. Well, guess what? You have to crash out your IRA in order to apply for Medicaid. Everybody thinks they can just get Medicaid, but Medicaid and Social Security have their own issues. As we know, disability has taken billions of dollars, which I'm okay with, from Social Security. Social Security and disability are one and the same. But when it comes to Medicaid, it's completely different. You literally have to strip down your assets to $2,000, have one car, and there's some other parameters. If you're married, you can have $110,000 jointly held together, but you still can only have one car, and then people apply for Medicaid. If you contact my office, we actually have accounts where they're basically with A-rated insurance companies where you can invest in on a monthly, quarterly, annually basis, lump sum. And when your assets will grow within this account tax-free, and the actual insurance amount, it becomes active while you're alive, such as planning for long-term care, needing it for medical expenses. So people need to contact my office to do an evaluation to make sure it's right for you. But yeah, we typically are able to help most clients when it comes to long-term care and retirement and having that guaranteed income.
It's a really scary thing to think about. I mean, to be honest with you. And when I was growing up, I wasn't concerned with paying attention to whether or not my grandparents had money, were out of money, or if they could cover their health expenses. And God knows they had a lot of them. Both of them on my mom's side had cancer. My grandfather lived with Parkinson's disease for a very long time. It must have cost, I mean, just unbelievable amounts of money to care for those two, specifically with the Parkinson's disease, which, you know, he had it for 36 years. So, I mean, the financial burden that you don't plan for when you're constantly thinking about retiring and retirement, to what it looks like to me is, you know, a condominium somewhere, maybe a motorhome and a car here or there, you know, whatever, kicking my feet up. But you don't think about, oh, and I better plan for that heart attack or that stroke that's going to disable me or disable my wife, or I better plan for the accident that's going to leave me or somebody that I love rendered incapacitated or otherwise needing full-time assistance. Those aren't the things that we think about when we're planning for our retirement.
Yep. And the other thing to add is clients could use their IRA assets. We already know the trap that the IRAs are subdued to with the taxation. Don't get me started on that. But there are accounts where you can move your IRAs to and you can borrow against it, loan against it. It'll grow tax-free. And while you're doing that, God forbid something happens to you, your whole amount, we call it a living benefit amount, your living benefit now becomes active while you're alive, so that you don't have to be in that terrible spot where, how are we going to pay for mom and dad's, you know, care? and it's out of the inheritance of what these, of what their beneficiaries are getting. So, you know, you can contact our office and we'll talk about different plans. If you have an IRA, you need to do a tax conversion anyway to avoid the massive tax bomb that's about to happen. But in addition to that, we have, there's a lot of problems that we're having that no one's talking about. We have a pension crisis. We have a student loan crisis. We have a taxation issue. In addition, we have a healthcare issue. So my job is getting more complex too, but I enjoy it. And I'm here for all of our listeners that really are serious about their retirement and protecting it.
And then, of course, you have the debt, the national debt, which is what all of this stuff goes to feed, and it's just a never-ending cycle. You, by the way, are not who the government has in mind when you're thinking about your retirement. You can contact Carlos, as he said, in his office. If you're doing business with a communist-sympathizing advisor, I would recommend that you don't. You might not know that you're dealing with a communist. You know, Bob might be a great guy, or Susan might be a great gal, and you enjoy going out for a cocktail or having, you know, hors d'oeuvres on a Sunday morning for brunch with your financial advisor. And they're probably great people and neighbors, but they don't know that they're communists. You know, the communists own Joe Biden. The Biden regime is then dictating what Wall Street does. Wall Street is then mandating what these advisors can do. Am I right, Carlos? I mean, you look at all these big, huge banks, all these conglomerates, all of these big name franchises. Larry, Bob, and Susan, they don't decide what program you fit into. The government does. And the government is owned by China, as we have seen. So,
and if you don't abide by their company culture, you're gone.
Communism at its finest. Yeah, so stop doing business with a communist. Start doing business with an independent fiduciary called Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management. By the way, an America First patriot, a family man, a husband, and a father. You can call him in his office anytime, 813-448-3446, or you can visit him online at CortezWM.com. Always great talking with Carlos Cortez from the Sunshine State. They're wide open, but you can do business with that independent fiduciary from anywhere in the country, 48 states. Just visit them online at CortezWM.com. Great thing about an independent fiduciary, by the way, is that they only do well when you do well. So it's not like they're just paid a salary to jam you into the box of predetermined programs, you know, that are the government decides are okay to hand out to you. Instead, Carlos builds the house around, it's like building a custom house around your needs, where you are in your life currently, what debt you have versus what assets you currently have, what you plan on leaving your kids, if it's important, you know, I mean, all of the different things. He builds a custom plan around you. I want to remind you guys about Verve Forever. This is the CBD company that we do business with here at the Stu Peters Show. And the reason why we do business with these particular sponsors that you hear about on this program is because we will only do business with America First Patriots, period. Nobody else is allowed to advertise on the show. Doesn't matter what kind of money they bring here. We will only do business with America First Patriot-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses like Verve Forever. Now, if you're already doing your CBD business with somebody else, I understand, because CBD is a great product and you know that it can help you holistically and naturally deal with, you know, physical pain, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, allergies. The list goes on and on. Plus, the psychological things that we deal with on a daily basis. Who is not battling stress and anxiety in a climate like now? Rather than going to a shrink and taking some God knows what cocktail of chemicals, use Verve Forever CBD oils to help maintain that. Also, for extremely significant diagnosis like PTSD, ADHD, maybe you have a kid that suffers, I'm telling you, CBD will make a tremendous difference in your life. And right now, 50% off site-wide at AmericaFirstOil.com. When you go there right now using the promo code VET50, that's VET50 at AmericaFirstOil.com. Get over there and do business with our Patriot sponsors, because when you do that, they stay alive. They keep the program alive. We can continue our relentless pursuit of the truth. And that's what this is all about. Don't forget, you guys, I check my Proton Mail. I go through there all the time. A lot of these tips, a lot of the things that we talk about on this program every single day come from you. This program is the people's bullhorn. It's dedicated to God, but you run it. I just push the buttons over here. Don't you ever forget that. So make sure that you hit me up in my encrypted private Proton Mail, StuPeters@ProtonMail.com. Also, this show will more than likely go away on many of these communist platforms, and the only place that you will be able to find me is at StuPeters.tv, RedVoiceMedia.com. So make sure that you check RedVoiceMedia.com every day for all of your headlines. Don't ever forget that I am inside of Telegram, That's the place that I really like to be in Telegram, because we're not going to be censored there. I can communicate with you one-on-one. There's people out here who discredit the platform. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. But you know what? I love it, and that's where I hang out, and I do most of my communicating. So you can find me at t.me/StuPeters over there on Telegram. Big day tomorrow. I will be hosting the Alex Jones Show in the final hour, so make sure that you check me out over at Alex Jones on InfoWars. This final hour, which is at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do do it, because we are the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to lie low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!